This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette police responded to reports of a man firing a gun in the street on East Lincoln yesterday afternoon. The man refused to drop his weapon. Officers attempted unsuccessfully to disarm him using a taser. The man then allegedly pointed the gun at officers when then at least one officer discharged his weapon. Life-saving measures were employed, but the man died while en route to Campbell County Health. An investigation into the shooting is being conducted and the two officers involved have been placed on paid administrative leave. The Gillette Police Department closed down a portion of South Brooks Avenue from Laramie Street to Railroad late yesterday in order to investigate reported shots fired. According to the news record, police responded to the 500 block of Laramie Street around 3:30 yesterday. According to a post on the City of Gillette's Facebook page, there was no threat to the public. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gas prices are very slowly declining, with the average price of gas at $3.99 a gallon recently, the first time that's been the case in 3 months. GasBuddy's survey of just under 500 stations in the state showed prices 60.8 cents a gallon higher than a month ago. Campbell County now is near the top in prices with an average of $3.99.5, which equals those in Sheridan, Bighorn, Washakie, Crook, Fremont, and Niobrara counties. The city has announced that the residential yard waste program will resume at the beginning of April. Residents can take their yard waste and drop off at the city's yard on South Garner Lake Road 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The city's curbside program begins as well and will coordinate with trash pickup days. More information can be found on the City of Gillette website. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.